Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of The Horrible Influence.
Yeah.
It is, it's another Monday, another wonderful Monday. I get to record this week from another hotel room, this time out of the wonderful Sheboygan, Wisconsin. It's right next to the devil's asshole.
I am not jealous at all.
I'm pretty jealous of that tree. It's looking
pretty
fancy.
It's
definitely died.
If the wind blows through the house, it will turn into a pile of dust and immediately catch on fire.
It's a good thing you have it wrapped in lights.
Yes, and right in front of the heater.
Winning. Tiger's blood.
Tiger's blood and AIDS.
Turns out tiger's blood has AIDS. how'd your week go so far?
Good. We went to a show on Saturday and saw a band called Wolf Alice. They're like a, I don't know, rock and roll band with the chick lead singer. He was all right. Melissa digs him.
They super death metal, or are they more?
Oh no, they're like
more city.
Radio rock.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a little bit Alanis Morissette-esque-ish.
Good.
Ness.
I'd probably dig them.
Ingley? Yeah, you might. They have some good jams. Their fan base consists of 15-year-olds who have never been to a concert before in their lives and 40-year-olds who go to one show per year. So that's real fucking annoying because they just get time traveling drunk and then just start like fucking running into everybody. So it feels like you're at a circle pit at Slayer, but you're just standing at a show for Paramore.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What's the deal with the concerts lately being like the last one we went to was almost that exact demographic.
Where did we go?
Oh, they were real good. They weren't. It was the guy that played by himself.
Mystery Skulls and Cherub?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, okay. I was like mostly kids, except for Pitbull. I got to show that picture to somebody the other day because they were talking about meeting somebody that looked like Pitbull. And then I showed them
like,
a picture.
Look as like, much yeah. like Pitbull as Pitbull?
They thought it was because they didn't hear exactly what I said the first time. They're like, holy shit, when did you meet Pitbull? No. I know. My Pitbull
sure
doppelganger just looks more like Pitbull than your Pitbull doppelganger.
There's so many of them.
Not a hard look to pull off, as it turns out.
No, yeah, that one's real easy. Everybody that even had a slight resemblance to that guy threw on an Armani knockoff suit and threw some sunglasses on.
Yeah, went golden.
Out, got it, it. Nailed it.
Cosplay successful.
Oh, man.
How was the hockey game?
Hockey game was hockey. That's my first one. I've never been to in minor league or whatever they're called or any game before that. So this was right out the gate NHL.
Nice.
It was cool. I don't know if I followed enough to. I constantly would just sit there and go, "Well, why are they stopping now?" Like that's what I got out of the NFL is that they just don't play very long. So they play for a minute or two, and then the ref stops it and makes them go back to the other side because they didn't...
Like icing or some shit.
They didn't play right.
Yeah.
I was like, well, okay. there wasn't any fights, which was right up my alley for that because that was my argument about them not being a sport.
Yeah.
So there wasn't a single fight. The Canucks played without a goalie for the last period, and I don't understand what the goal was, but it just meant that the Blackhawks got three extra goals.
Holy fuck, really?
Yeah, it was 1-0. Then the Canucks scored, but they didn't score because they're in Chicago, so I guess you have to score twice to score once. I don't really, like, he hit it in, and everybody went to cheer, and the goal, the referee blew the whistle and gave the hands for no goal, which I don't see how that's a possibility because the little black puck was inside the net. And then he said that he was inside the paint when he shot it. And I guess if you get too close to the goalie, you make it too hard for him. So you can't score that way. But then they went to show the replay, and he's for sure like a foot outside of it. He's not even close to the paint. And as soon as he goes to shoot it and it shows that he's outside of the paint, they just cut the feed.
That's hilarious.
And they just kept on. I was like, do you not get to like call that? And they were just like, no. And I was like, oh, so it's baseball in the 1920s. You just gotta pay the refs off to win.
Sports without cameras again. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, they show it on the mega screen up there. And the guy, they go, oh, yeah, you can see right here he's in the paint. And the guy goes back to hit the puck, and he's way outside. And he hits the puck, and then the screen just turned off. And I was like, oh, so we're just do not look at the man behind the mask. Like, there's nothing to see here. So, it was interesting. I did enjoy myself. It was a lot of fun. I got I drank a bunch of $10 beers.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, that was cool. And we went out to, we went to a badass little brew pub with Shane and Dylan.
Oh, no shit. Shane go to the game also?
Yep. Yeah, we all went. And they were decked out in Blackhawks gear, and we were in our ugly Canuck sweaters.
Super fucking ugly.
Yeah.
That Facebook picture is creepy as shit.
They were the hit of the place. We got more people stopped, mostly positive people, just like, I love those sweaters, that's crazy. But then if you got the occasional guy that was like, oh yeah, that's an ugly fucking sweater because fuck the Canucks or that. And I was like, hey, I don't watch ice soccer, so this doesn't, you're not insulting me. There was a Blackhawks fan standing next to me while I was getting beer, and this guy started yelling at me for my shirt. And he was like, yeah, that's an ugly fucking sweater. And the guy goes, the Blackhawks fan was like, not as ugly as your fucking wife. And I was just like,
whoa.
Yeah.
Jesus.
No, that, I guess, like last time Mel went and they won, there was people like spitting on her and threatening to stab her when she left. I was like, this is the best.
That's why I don't like fucking sports, man. Because football fans are the same fucking way.
Kind of. Maybe in Pittsburgh.
Kind of. Fuck. Name a team, man. You know they're going to have them.
Oh, well, you're going to have some people. But this seemed to be a... The entire stadium was full of just the worst. Like, I felt like it was a jersey or something, the way that, you know, the way they act. Yelling and screaming at people, you vote for the wrong fucking team. It's like, oh, did you play? Were you, oh my God, you going out there?
Yeah.
We won 3 Stanley Cups. We didn't win shit.
Yeah.
The Canadians that are on the ice that are from a different part of Canada than the other guys from Canada, no one's from Chicago.
They're either Canadian or Russian, man.
Yeah.
They're not.
But enjoyable. I'm sure we'll go to another one. If I learned a little bit more, it'll be a little less frustrating, but yeah, seeing every time I'd think something was going right and they'd get a save or something, it would whistle, bring it back, try it again. And I was like, oh, exciting.
Did you happen to see the fights on Saturday?
I went ahead and watched it afterwards, and I did not know the outcome until I clicked on it and noticed that the video was only 13 seconds long.
Yeah, dude.
Got real excited. And then I didn't watch any prelims though, so all I saw was the McGregor fight.
Yeah.
But I mean, I didn't know if you can call it that, because Aldo Ronda Rousey'd the shit out of him and just put his head down and ran. I don't know what strategy that was, but
I didn't see it. We were at the bar, and I was checking the updates on UFC.com, and I saw that Weidman lost his title to Luke Rockhold, just got beat up real bad. And then not long afterwards, I checked to see like what would have been the outcome of like round one of the McGregor and Aldo fight, and it was already over. I was like, what the fuck, man? That was supposed to be a good fight, too.
Aldo, he really did. He Ronda Rousey'd it. Aldo, the bell goes off, and he comes out head down like he's going to put McGregor against the wall. And he throws a little feeler right. Aldo swings, and he plants him with that left so fucking hard his eyes roll back in his head. And he just dropped to the ground. And as soon as he hit the ground, you could see, like, he was out, but he also kind of knew what was happening. Like, the look in his face was just terror. And then he came down with hammer fists. Connor just landed on him. I think he might have touched him with the second one. He hit him once hard, and Aldo wasn't responsive, and they broke it up right there.
Jesus.
But it was there might be a video left on YouTube that hasn't gotten pulled. But
yeah, it looks like they picked them all up pretty good. I was trying to look for it right now, but
I got it real quick, and they had like the replay on ESPN and stuff, I think, if you really want to kick around. But yeah, I got to watch it that night, and it, holy crap, man. He came out just, I mean, looked like he was going to bulldoze him, and Connor could not have been less phased. He just leaned back. He's taller than him, so the reach just wasn't there for Aldo. And so two or three whiffs and then plants that left. He gets up, and of course Connor is his usual self, and he goes, "No one can withstand my left." It hit him. It hit him right in the cheekbone, like right above the jawline.
Just fucked his day up.
God, dude, he just folded. His eyes go back in his head, and he hit the ground. And that was it. God, all of that smack too. Every bit that Connor talked.
Dude,
and he backed it up.
He got a good fucking hand on Connor too. He only hit him once, and he's bleeding. I mean, that's pretty fucking solid. Because Connor,
he's hitting him, but if you watch it, he's hitting him as he's moving backwards.
Yeah.
So he's not. You know how it is. Like if mm-hmm. you're running into a punch, going to end you, and that's what it was. Is Connor's moving backwards. And then he kind of plants and then throws that left, and Aldo's just coming into it.
That's intense. That's cool, though.
Yeah, it was great. Connor's apparently going to move up to – they were talking about today. He's going to move up to 155, and, like, his first fight will be a title fight for 155.
Is that lightweight?
Yeah, he's feather right now.
Okay. Oh, man. Well, there we go. What did we just talked about sports for – fucking 13 minutes. That's a new one.
Gotta love it.
Yeah.
Well, it's because science was filled with hogwash.
Hogwash.
I had nothing really.
There was
found anything good.
Mr. Matthew Hodges posted that Hyperloop thing on the Facebook page. And it was, I guess Elon Musk had written a 57-page paper about a suggestion. How do I phrase this without sounding like a fucking retard? It was like his plan to make a high-speed train that would essentially work like the tubes that they used to have at the bank, like those air tubes.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And then
so like Futurama?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it would be, I mean, it would have a car instead. Like it'd be like a train car that they use through an air tube. But the guys who took he's like, "Oh, I'm too busy, so somebody else should do this. Here's a 57-page paper about how it should get done." So a group of guys from a company, I don't know if the name of the company is Hyperloop or if that's just the name of the, not the technology, but the train.
But his design, yeah.
But I guess they're going to use magnets, and as the train travels down the tracks, each magnet's going to trigger and then push it a little bit further. And it's just essentially going to glide. Instead of being under constant propulsion, it's just as it passes
sweet.
The magnets,
I think we lost
it's
complete
push it
connection
further and further, but it hauls ass. Like I think they're testing it next month in Las Vegas. And their anticipated speed is going to be 0 to 336 miles per hour in 2 seconds. So fucking, it screams.
How are you going to handle that?
It's not going to move that fast. when like people are on it, and what they were testing it on was just like a shuttle. It wasn't even the car that the people would be on. It was just like a, essentially just like a flat train car, almost just like an empty blank car with wheels on it.
Yeah.
So that was it. I mean, that's all I saw about space. Not gonna lie though, I didn't really look. But I mean, I guess Star Wars comes out on Friday.
Yeah, I had to go off video here because internet's getting a little janky.
Oh, right on.
So I'm trying to keep the audio nice and clean. But yeah, Star Wars comes out this Friday. Did you hear about the guy that bought out the entire movie theater?
What? No.
There's a guy that was like, I don't want this ruined. Like, I don't want my experience ruined. So he went and he spent like $2,800 and purchased every seat in the movie theater just so he can sit in peace and watch it.
You know, I was talking to Melissa about that. I was like, dude, I want to go on opening weekend. And I explained that I don't want to go see Star Wars when it's like going to see Rocky Horror Picture Show the week of Halloween. Like, I don't want to go when people are throwing popcorn at the fucking screen and singing along and all that fucking dumb shit. I want to go when it's
hooting
silent.
And hollering every time you see someone.
I don't want to go when there's 27 stormtroopers running around. There's a Cookie Monster, Darth Vader. I just don't want that. I just want to go when it's a fucking movie. I don't want to go to Comic-Con.
I have to turn off my phone. I have to not get on the internet for a week.
Oh, for
sure.
So
I can not get any spoilers and then go see it in peace. Or I have to figure out how to get on that. If that Netflix Canada thing is true, then I'm going to get on there and watch it in my living room with a bottle of Jack the way it should be enjoyed. The way I enjoyed it when
I
was five.
I guess George Lucas saw the
Jack
movie.
Jack Daniels and not a care in the world.
And George Lucas said that it's what the fans have wanted. So it didn't sound like he was very impressed with it, but he thinks that people are going to like it, which makes a whole lot more sense to me than him liking it and no one else liking it. For instance, episode 1, 2, and 3. But
right. I don't even know if he liked those. He might have just been drunk the whole time.
I don't get it.
Well, I got... you know what I did? This is what I did while I tried to get on the internet to find the crazy things. I have every time I've gone on to start finding news stories, I come across this guy on YouTube who has a channel called Dark Five. I don't know if you've ever seen these, but he does a 5 countdown of the weirdest whatever, the weirdest photos ever found or the weirdest dark web secrets. And I'm addicted. I watch like 20 of them in a row.
Are they good?
I can't stop. They're pretty good. A lot of them are, it's just crap that he found on the internet, which is basically all we do, so
right.
Good for him.
Yeah,
but it's just creepy music, and then they'll have like I said, the good ones that I've really found are like he has bad ones, like the 5 mysterious photos of Mars I watched today wasn't that good. They're just rocks, you know, blurry photos that people swear alien probes or whatever.
Yeah,
but the really good one was the countdown of the top 5 darkest things on the deep web.
Yeah.
And that's the one you'll watch that and go, I'm never getting on the dark web.
Ooh.
Not going to do it. Like that he talks about he was the guy that I think I told you where I'd seen.
Oh, we watched that fucking guy murder that person.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And that was on there. So anyways,
nope, that's not my shit, man. I don't fucking
solid promo for this guy. Dark Five has just ruined my life for a while now.
No way, Jose.
I mean, a lot of them are good. You can get like the top 5 best unicorn photos or whatever. I don't know if he might do top 5 credit cards to have. I don't know. But I do the weird shit, so I see all the weird stuff. I'm assuming with a name like Dark Five, it's probably all weird shit.
Probably generally mostly 100% dark.
I like it, though. Hey, man, so fuck science this week. I got nothing for you. I got no love for you, science. I tried to read an expose, I guess. I don't know what to really call it. It was a write-up, but it wasn't by the people that did the research. So,
it was
a little
fiction.
Secondhand. No, it was someone trying to explain something in layman's terms. Like, there's a group doing something, but they're not writing about it. So this guy wrote about it, and I don't know. I'm going to wait for more information to come out. But the reason I stopped reading it was it's about computers being quantum computers being able to use time-like loops, which are in the theory of relativity allows for a closed time-like loop, which is how some people believe time travel will happen. You could section off an area of time and then like kind of loop through it. And it was that book that I was reading, the Quantum Physics for Dummies deal.
Yeah.
That equated it to being able to jump from the front of the train to the back of the train and then experience that same instance again. And they're trying to use quantum computing. And I think it's a theoretical paper, but this guy makes it sound like they're trying to actually do it. But that isn't possible now, because if it was possible, then you've created time travel, and I think that would have probably made CNN or something.
I feel like it would have.
Yeah. That's why I kind of got out of it, because I think this guy took a little bit of research and was like, they made time travel, and then he wrote this piece on it. But I believe their theory is that they could make a time-like loop, and then start a process that could not be figured out by a computer, send it in this loop, and it would literally have all of that time to process it, but it would happen instantly to you.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and that's why I really want to dive into it, because that's a cool-sounding, almost a sci-fi deal, if you think about it right now. But if you could say, I really have to get these calculations done, but this processor will take 10 years to figure out the calculation. I know. I'll just load it in this computer, shoot it back 10 years with a code that only I can break, and that way no one in the past will open it, and then it'll just run its calculation for all 10 of those years, and then I can open it today. So I'll hit enter, and then a message would pop up with the answer to that calculation.
That'd be a fucking trip, man.
Yeah. And I think it's their way of getting around processor speeds and trying to get smaller or bigger, whatever you have to do to get faster processing. These guys were like, well, we could just use time. You know, with the quantum computing thing, like D-Wave, your buddy posted another thing on D-Wave, and I went back and read it, and it turns out it was just a copy of the articles that I had found a little ways back. So they're starting to get a little bit of traction in the public eye, which is nice. But yeah, that was all on the same stuff from before. I'm interested to see if they can, if we start seeing more of them now, because it's about time for another update from old D-Wave. But
be cool to hear more about it.
Yeah, that's kind of their deal, though. You could use a D-Wave computer to create this time-like loop, and then you could kick the calculations back however many years you would need to. That way you could get the answer immediately. That's a interesting thought process.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, it is. It's fucking nutty.
So I'll try to get more on that to bring to light. Speaking of, do you remember what we were supposed to... Oh, the... Daggummit. I remembered something we didn't look up. I could not remember it before we started the podcast, but I was supposed to come up with all of the information for the new Dreamcast.
Oh, the one with like the US or the Dreamcast 2 or whatever? Or
yeah, I think it plays all the old Dreamcast games. I don't think they're making new games for it, are they?
Is it, who's making it though? It's not a Sega thing, is it?
Oh, I don't. Are they still around?
Well, I mean, they make games.
Kind of.
Well, yeah, I didn't say they make good games, but Dreamcast 2.
Do you got anything concrete on it?
No, I'm just looking at pictures and shit.
God, I gotta find it. I apologize, everybody, because I said I was gonna look that up, and then I couldn't remember. And I mean, it's not like there's an audio file that I could go back to listen to hear what I was saying. I mean, that's impossible.
Right.
Recording a podcast
makes remembering things a real motherfucker.
Yeah. Sorry, apologize, but there was a little bit of. Did you hear about the controversy at the Game Awards? That was, what was it, a weekend ago?
For the Metal Gear guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exactly it. Hideo Kojima.
Yeah, Kojima.
That's, he worked there as long as we've been alive.
His,
1986
isn't Metal
to 2015.
Gear his fucking, that's
yep.
his baby, isn't it?
His name is on every game.
Yeah. I mean, everybody who ever played video games once knows who Kojima is.
Yeah.
Or at least knows the name.
And he packed it up and left. I did a little digging in that because I wanted to know, you know, why that happened. The reason I know it is the guy's speech at the Game Awards where he went off the rails and was like, the lawyers won't let him come and it's a tragedy. And
yeah, you should you pretty much did just explain it, but... That was one of the guys that did like the voiceovers or something, right? It wasn't Kiefer Sutherland. It was the guy who, fuck, who was it?
I'll let you do a little Google search right there. But his speech was pretty good. He basically, you can tell it was ad-libbed. Everyone swore they had no idea he was going to do it. He got up and just said that he couldn't believe that they had parted ways, and he just could not fathom why they would prevent him from coming to receive awards with his peers over a game series that he has built. And that was and I guess now he's banned from going back because he did this.
He was the host.
Yeah, he was the host, but I can't remember the guy's name.
Jeff Keighley.
There you go.
K-E-I-G-H-L-E-Y.
And he got up there and was going to announce the next group of candidates or whatever, and then decided to ad lib a Kojima speech, which is pretty cool. If you haven't heard it, go on and look that up, because it kind of shows the magnitude that this guy had, because they were willing to get banned from ever doing this again.
What did that
just
guy,
to get this word out?
What did that guy do in the past? Man, fuck, should have looked into this. I did not know that this was going to come up. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyways, doing a little research on this, I came across a couple of crazy facts. Like Metal Gear Solid 5 raised $179 million in the
Jeff
first Kiley's day
a Canadian
of launch.
Video game journalist.
And to put that
and
in
presenter.
Perspective, that's more than Avengers Age of Ultron made, and it's more than Jurassic World made.
Holy shit. Metal Gear?
Metal Gear Solid 5.
Damn.
Yeah, $179 million in one day. So that was, and that's this guy's baby, like that he made this. Apparently the company decided in 2007 to start pushing the majority of their resources into mobile development. And Kojima started having panic attacks about it. Like he, and then I guess after Metal Gear Solid 5 was done, they really were like, okay, well, that was your last one. Like, you need to start making iPad apps.
What? Dude,
yeah,
come on.
So,
it's such bullshit, because they probably want a game out once every fucking 3 months instead of a game out once every 6 years.
He said that he didn't have a problem with people that made mobile games, but he could not confine himself to the parameters that mobile games restrict you to. So, it's a very finite amount of resources you have to work with.
Yeah, for sure.
And he wouldn't do it. So, eventually they came to an impasse. He postponed the release of Metal Gear Solid 5 several times because somebody, they wouldn't release their name, but they said they were close in the organization, said that he wasn't postponing it for the reasons that they were putting out in the media. Like, he was just obsessing over the game to make it perfect. He wanted it absolutely cinematic perfect because it would probably be the last time that he worked on one.
Oh, that's stupid. That's so fucking stupid. Mobile gaming isn't gaming. Quit playing make-believe, you fucks.
And it's making people so much money from in-game transactions. I mean, look how much people made off of Candy Crush, and that game made... I mean, it couldn't have cost $1 million to make.
No, no way.
Couldn't
have
cost $100,000. It was probably five people.
Probably.
And so this
Clash
company
of Clans.
Believes... Yeah, they can pump out tons of games like that and make the profit margin on that. Like, Metal Gear Solid 5 cost $85 million to make.
Yeah.
Not in advertisements or anything, but just the production of the video game. Now, true, they made $100 million more than that in the first day, but if you create a game in 4 months for $200,000 and it makes $1 million a month.
Yeah. Just
you know,
microtransactions.
It just blows it out.
Yeah, the money's there, unfortunately. Unfortunately, so, there's a lot of people out there with their parents' credit cards that are just dumping fucking money into these bullshit microtransaction-driven games.
Yeah, getting iTunes gift cards for Christmas because they're
going to blow
thing
all
of it on this.
It's ruining real gaming. Like, for those of us who enjoy actual games, it's fucking it up for us.
Look at this. Now, one of the greatest game developers of all time is no longer going to make games, at least there. I'm sure he'll get picked up somewhere else. But seeing that Kojima name at the loading screen of Metal Gear Solid is no longer.
Yeah. Maybe. They might owe him royalties for...
I guess they don't. There was a part of this article said that they've already removed his name from... art development and something else.
Really?
Yeah, so now if you go and look it up, he won't be on anything else.
God damn. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Well, put him on a Halo game. Maybe you can make a Halo game that isn't a pile of fucking shit. Excuse my language.
Halo 5.
Fuck Halo, man.
Was a pile of shit. I bought an Xbox One the same reason why I bought an Xbox 360, which was to play Halo.
Yeah.
That was the only reason. And then I previewed the game, and I didn't buy it. Like, I just didn't get it. And now, like, I...
It's
sad.
It's the gameplay just isn't there for me. The floating...
I
just don't like Halo.
Star Wars Battlefront because it looked like a better game. And that game... I said a lot of good things about it. The more I play it, the more I find it to be a pile of fuck. So, I keep going back to, like, I guess that's my deal. Is like going back to games is how I justify how good they are. And at first, Battlefield or Star Wars Battlefront was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then I played it less and less and less, and now I don't play it at all. I continually go back and play Metal Gear Solid 5. I continually go back and play Just Cause 3.
I was just going to say, I saw a video today of some guy. I don't know like what context this was happening in, and I don't know what the fucking things are called either. But the main character, like Rico or whatever, is that right?
Right, Rico.
He's walking behind what looks like an armed guard, and he puts three or four of these little rocket booster things on this guy's ass. And then he sets him off, and the guy just, like, flies around the fucking map. And the caption for the video was, "I could show you the world." And it was pretty fucking... had I not been laying in bed, I was going to walk over and fucking download it on Steam right then.
It's so much fun to play. It's ridiculous. Every bit of that is why that game is fun. You can add rocket boosters to anything. Like, the whole idea is to create these link chain events that blow up like a guard post. Well, you could strap a propane tank with those rocket boosters and shoot those rocket boosters into two giant fuel tanks that you have tethered over to a building, and as soon as they hit, you start pulling the tethers in, and then they fall over, and you can blow up the whole base in one or two moves and create... I mean, the explosions look fantastic.
Yeah, I watched one.
Oh,
of
so good looking.
A porta potty flying around a base, just blowing the shit out of everything, and it looked great. It looks like fucking fun, man.
It is. And But you just got to get past the fact that there are no real physics in the game. None of it's going to make any sense. Like, it would never fly like that. Just because. That's why it goes like that.
Yeah, for sure.
So, speaking of favorite games, Rocket League's got that hockey thing out right now. Did you see that?
Uh-uh. What is that about?
All right, so if you go in and you play certain matches, you have the chance to unlock a hockey mode. And then, I guess if you unlock it, the next round will be on an ice rink with a giant hockey puck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know. We got to get back on that, like, tomorrow night.
Yeah, yeah.
And see if we can play a little hockey, because it looked – you can watch a little video of it online, and it's pretty funny.
Hell, yeah. Yeah, we were playing it – oh, we were real drunk Friday night. Devin and I were playing it, and it was just miraculous win after miraculous win. It was pretty – it was a good night.
I know we played on Friday night.
Did we play Friday night?
Yeah, we played ranked matches and won. Yeah, a bunch. And then we lost to the two guys that didn't have their third player.
Yeah, we lost. Yeah, when it was 2-3. Fuck. Yeah.
After we had just smoked everybody.
Yeah, we just went on like a 7-game win streak. And then.
In ranked matches, too.
Right.
We're the best. unless you put us at a handicap, and then we just completely lose.
So now that I'm less employed than I was before, I've started looking into MMOs again, like MMORPGs, to maybe in hopes find something that looks mildly promising.
Yeah, you should probably do that instead of finding a job.
That's the plan. But dude, it's fucking shit's not looking up, man. Mike and I got beta access for a game called Black Desert starting on Wednesday, so that'll be cool. Next week, and I'll have something to talk about. I'll stream it on Twitch also. But was playing this game called Devillion, and it's from the makers of Terra. And it's an isometric view game like Diablo, and it plays a lot like Diablo. Same like click through questing, don't really have to pay attention to the story or anything like MMOs, but I don't know. It's just cheap. I hit level 5 before I even realized I hit level 2. Like the progress in it is I don't know.
You're gonna be max capped and
Everybody already is. Yeah, everybody already is. I'm 23, and I think I've put 4 hours into it.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's that, man. I saw Terra has a new class out called a Brawler, and that looks kind of neat. It's this chick with these, like, giant fucking robot hands, and she just punches the shit out of everything. But
I was looking at a little review play of, what is it, Xeno?
Xenogears?
No, Xenoblade.
Oh,
right?
Xenoblade, yeah.
Yeah, the new Xenoblade, and I guess it got just drugged through the coals by Game Informer.
Really?
And a lot of people, you know, tried to defend it or whatever, but the thing that got me where I was like, nope, I'll never play that game, is he played the music that they, and you know, they regionalize games when they come to America. Mm-hmm. And they've been like, this game's been in Japan for almost a year, and it just released here in America.
Yeah.
And the music was like some really bad rapping, I guess. It's like this, you have to listen to it. It's like a shitty rap song that plays with house music in a loop, and it happens every time you battle. Exact same. Oh yeah.
So oh no. That's terrible.
Yeah. And he said the other thing is one of the creatures that you hang out with, they have this joke where she's going to eat him. Like, she's like, I'm gonna cook you up and eat you. And every interaction has that joke in it. in one form or another. So no matter what, all your friends are dying, you're in like peril. And then she'll go, but we could always cook you up and eat you.
What?
He just said that none of the good traits of the game could overwhelm the fact that you had to put, he put 108 or so hours in for the review. And you just can't get over it. You just can't get past those things. He said the grind was ridiculous. It would take, I mean, just tens of hours. Like it'd take you 12 hours to get through something to move on to the next section. And he's like, it's just too much. And he goes, the only saving grace was halfway through the game at about 55 hours in, you get a mech. You get this mecha. And then you can run around in him. And I don't know why it's so late in the game that you get it, but
that doesn't sound like fun at all, as it turns out.
Nah, no. People were like, man, you were excited for this game. He's like, I wanted it to work. I was very excited. I really wanted it to work.
I think that was one of those. There was like a, I wish I knew more about it, so I'm not just saying a bunch of dumb shit, but there was a group of titles that people were trying to push for in the U.S. for them to bring over from Japan. And like a shit ton of people signed this request thing, and the company was like, okay, cool, yeah, we'll bring these games over. And I think that was one of them.
It might have been, because it did release quite a while ago in Japan, and I don't know if it got good reviews or what. I mean, Xenoblade Chronicles was a decent game. Xenoblade is a good series, but
yeah, it got Metacritic reviews are good. It's got an 84.
For the new one?
Yeah.
That's funny. I haven't played it. I will not play it because of that loop he played. And you should have heard him. He goes, the other guy goes, it plays every time you fight. He just goes, it plays every time.
Was it the Game Informer, like Test Chamber or some shit?
Yeah.
God damn it, I got to watch it after this.
Podcast.
I was excited because I thought maybe, I saw a glimpse of it. I was like, oh shit, a Wii U game that might be worth playing. But if it's bad, then it's fucking bad, man. I'm not going to.
No, you'll have to check it out.
Cool.
I love those guys. Their podcast is one of my favorites.
Yeah, they're real good. Tim Turry cracks me up. That dude's sense of humor is fucking hilarious.
No, mine is, God, what's his name that has the monotone?
Dan Tack.
Dan Tack. Yeah, Dan Tack's
no facial expression, no fucking, no emotion in his voice. Yeah, he's good.
Oh, it's so good. Not to just ride all over somebody else's.
Ah, whatever.
Go check them out at GameInformer.com.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, man, do it.
Yeah, they're, it's real fun. I like listening to theirs. Anyways, other than gaming wise, I've been stuck into Just Cause 3 still. I haven't been able to crawl out of that hole.
How are you digging it?
I love it. I can't. It starts to get repetitive, so I shut it down and I play Rocket League or I go play something else for a day.
Yeah.
But let 48 hours pass where I haven't played that game, and I'm dying to get back in it. Even if I can only play, that's a game that if you have 10 minutes to spare before you got to walk out the door, you can turn it on and have fun. If you can just do whatever you want for those 10 minutes. So I like that game for my little in-between.
That's
like
pretty fucking cool. That's hard to find.
It is. It really is. Because like Metal Gear, a mission is going to take you like an hour. It's going to take you a while.
Yeah. And you don't know what you're getting into either. Like it could be 10 minutes and it could be an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah. So minus a sports style game, like unless I get on and play a match of Rocket League or a round of Dirty Bomb or something like that, like those you could do, but to just have like a non-set match, like I can jump in this world and I could go fly an airplane or a helicopter or I could blow up a tanker or I could connect five boats together and get them at top speed and then slam them all together with cables and watch them explode. You can do whatever you want, and it can do that for 10 minutes, and I get my little dopamine fix, and then I can walk out the door. So,
hell yeah.
I'm still real excited about the game.
That's rad.
The storyline is dog shit, though. It's just not there. He, like, pops on. He's like, hey, Rico, you got to come talk to me because you're supposed to. Like, that's basically... He's, I got something for you, and you show up, and he's like, your friends are over there dying. And you're like, what? Why didn't you just say that? And he's like, I don't know. And you can go over and you go do the mission. So, but you got to look past that. It's made kind of cheesy to help lessen, you know, the people, the interactions, individual interactions between Rico and his best friend, Mario, are, they're good. So, I mean, you feel like they're friends. That works. And then the lady that helps him, the doctor, she's very cold and doesn't have really any emotions about anything. And she's enjoyable. The guy that gives you, like, your equipment, the guy you buy that shit from,
yeah.
His character's just like, I'm an American cowboy. Like, so bad. And then all the filler characters are, you know, they're more or less just fillers.
Yeah.
Just so you're not running around blowing stuff up. And you can. I mean, you could just ignore them. They'll just bug you every now and then, but you don't have to listen to them.
For sure.
Oh, but what I did find the other day, I forgot. I got excited about this. I'm just trying to break my records for longest time in a wingsuit. So I'm up at, it's like, I forgot how many minutes. It was 8 minutes or so I'd been flying around in a wingsuit, just grappling from one thing to the next. And I whacked into a tree, and it knocked me out. And I was like, God damn it, because the top place guy had like 9 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm number two now or whatever. And I was like, son of a bitch. So I fell to the ground, and I landed on a pile of trash over a missile silo. And then there was a wall with four buttons on the wall. That was it. There's nobody around it. There's no guards. There's nothing. It's just at the top of a mountain. So you have to keep hitting these buttons until you find the right pattern, it turns out.
Yeah.
Only two of these have been broken. Two or three of these have been broken so far on Reddit. And so I figure out the code. Finally, I've been hitting these buttons forever. And it's like 43421 was the code. And I hit it. And when you get it, the silo opens, and it's a wormhole.
What?
And you just jump into it, and you go, like, teleport through this crazy wormhole, and it just puts you on the other side of the map somewhere.
Does it stay open? Is it like a fast teleport that you can use over and over again?
Right. You just got to hit the code in.
Oh, okay.
So now that you're on the other side, you can use that one to get to the other one. Well, anyways, I think they found four of them so far. They're all over the place.
How small are the buttons? Like little finger buttons?
No, they're like a big red button on the wall, like an emergency stop button.
Oh, okay. Like and fucking like 4 inches in diameter or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like you'd punch it with your fist, and there's four of them on like a little wall with just two little lights at the ends. That's it. And when you hit it, they just go click. They don't, no other noise. So you click, 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 and nothing happens. Got to keep doing it until you find the code or like the two that are already done. Well, now three are done or whatever. You go on Reddit and pull them, and then you can, you know, 43421, and then it'll open. You jump in it.
That's
so
awesome.
I found that was cool. I also stumbled across the banana stand from, it's like
Arrested Development. Saul.
Oh yeah. Arrested Development. Yeah. Yeah.
There's always money in the banana stand, Brad.
Yeah. So they have those in there.
That's fucking funny.
There's a ton of Easter eggs throughout the game. So now I'm obsessed with finding those.
Final Fantasy VII, isn't Cloud's sword stuck in a mountain or some shit somewhere in the game?
Oh, I don't know this one.
I thought I saw... sorry, spoiler alert. Thought I saw that.
No, I'm after them. I'm now just cruising around looking for those crap because they're so much fun to find.
Easter eggs...
Yeah, there is just tons and tons of Easter eggs in the game, which keep you, I mean, that's better than a storyline sometimes to me, is just the hunt to find all of these little...
Just the little ridiculous
little
shit.
Crazy. Oh, I loved it in Halo, man, when you could get the skulls, and then the skulls would unlock, like, What was one of them was the party one. So anytime you got a headshot, it would pop a balloon, confetti would fly in the air.
That's awesome.
And then you could turn on like the extreme legendary mode by getting certain ones. And it was, I like that. And this is giving me the same satisfaction.
That's cool. Yeah, I guess shoved in a cliffside somewhere in the game, Cloud sword stuck in a rock.
That's awesome. I like that these guys went to the time just to throw that little bit of code in there for the banana stand and the random teleports. I guess you'd never use them.
Are they? Oh, like they're for not like part a of mission the game or anything?
It's just... Right, yeah, they'll never be a thing because you can fast travel in the game.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
So
yeah.
it's just for fun. Would you like to end up on the other side of the world? Just jump in there and it, bam. Oh, okay. Now I'm here. So
that's fucking neat.
Yeah, I'll keep reporting on the different little things I find, but that's it so far. And I'm hooked with it.
Hell yeah.
Hooked with it. Rocket League. Played a little bit of, Dirty Bomb the other day, and that was still fun.
Man, so, I don't know if it was last week or if you and I talked about it on the phone or if maybe we didn't, but could not get competitive matchmaking to go.
Oh, it's done. I don't know what happened to it, but I cannot get on.
Like, I sat for probably 15 minutes before I just closed it.
Yeah, if I do get it to go, it's always very long wait, and then the match is like the maxed out for region and skill level. I don't know what the deal is with it.
Yeah. Chris and I got on one night and we just decided to try it and we waited 7 minutes and it finally worked. But that was the fastest that it's ever loaded for me.
I don't know what's going on.
I mean, when you and I were in Ohio and we were playing it, we were queuing up almost immediately.
Yeah, I don't know if it has something to do with the new gameplay that came out, and everybody's just playing that. I guess, I mean, maybe people just moved on, and then the beta's dying off. I don't know.
But there's a shit ton of people playing. Oh, I guess I can't say a shit ton. It seems like there's a lot of people playing Quick Match.
Yeah, that new one. I played the other games, like Stopwatch would be for competitive, but they got it in Quick Match, and it was a lot of brand new level guys. So I'm wondering if everybody, like when I play the one where you kill people and then the match is either if you eliminate everyone or you plant the bomb.
Yeah, like Counter-Strike style.
Right, and
Extermination.
That match will have, yeah, Extermination. That match will have guys that are level 30 and, you know, like a lot of high-level guys in that matchmaking.
Yeah.
So I just don't think they're playing that competitive anymore.
That's shitty because, I don't know.
They've got to, the next update really needs to focus on bringing more modes to competitive play because it only has Stopwatch.
Yeah, I agree. I just don't understand what the fucking hype is behind Extermination if that is the case. How long has Counter-Strike been around for? Like it's gotten a little old. But
I think that's what it is though. This is people's way of saying, "Well, I don't play Counter-Strike anymore." And then they just play Counter-Strike.
They secretly loved it this whole time.
Yeah. I don't know. I love the shit out of that game, but I just wish it would. I'm hoping that the next update will be a competitive game change because I like playing competitive. You don't deal with. For some reason, people don't shit talk as much in competitive.
People have been bitching about hackers on competitive because when I was looking through the forums, and I mean, I guess there was that one game that we were playing where that healer chick was running around headshotting everybody with her healer gun.
Right.
And that was fucking, I don't know if that was a bug or if that was a hack though, but.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was as powerful as a sniper rifle or a shotgun and or more so, and she was just pew pew, and everybody just dead.
Everything was a headshot.
Yeah,
yeah, that was bad. But
I don't know. I hope that they run that. What is it? NRS. Anti-cheat?
NGS or some shit, yeah.
NGS.
I've never fucking
NGS
heard of
anti-cheat.
It though, so I don't know.
Nah, might not be
where
good.
It comes from.
Well, hopefully they get all the bugs worked out. I'm ready for that game to go full live, and have a lot more game modes and maybe some new people.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I got a new character the other day.
Yeah, it'll be.
I got the guy with the flashbang and the M60.
This, yeah, Thunder. Is that who you're talking about?
Thunder, yeah, I got Thunder the other day.
He's a motherfucker, man.
Yep, yeah. Kind of killing some people.
Really hate him.
The weird thing is his upgrades. I have two bronze cards for him, uh-huh. And that changes his gun. Well, he's only really good with that M60.
Oh, yeah?
Like, his deal is that you flashbang a bunch of people, and then you just lay a whole belt of bullets downrange.
Yeah.
Well, you can get like a little assault rifle, but I mean,
does that kind of make him less, not near as useful?
Yeah, not really. I mean, then he's just like everybody else. He just has a flashbang. Like if you give him another weapon, he just reminds me of Fragger, but with a flashbang.
Gotcha, dude. Well, having to deal.
So
with...
I went back to using him at the bottom level.
Fucking Nader is probably my least favorite fucking character in that game. The chick with the grenade launcher drives me absolutely
insane. Strapped to her back.
Yeah.
Then when she has that card that when she dies it launches one final.
Yeah.
I get killed by that all the time.
All the fucking time. It's that same bullshit from Call of Duty, man. Back in the day.
I run up and stab her and then they go down and I'm like, yay, and then pow.
Yeah, martyrdom. God damn it. Fucking awesome.
So shitty. But other than that, nothing new. What's that game you gifted to me on Steam?
Lethal League?
Lethal League.
Yeah. I haven't even watched a video for it.
You just sent it
to
me.
It got killer reviews.
Yeah. Well, I used to rely heavily on reviews, and then they badmouthed my Just Cause 3. So.
Dude, it got good reviews on Metacritic. I don't know where you look at reviews at, but it's obviously the wrong place.
No, on Steam. It got mixed reviews on Steam.
Oh, because people have AMDs, right?
Yeah, because they have AMDs, and it's all glitchy.
Well,
but I bought a potato, and it won't work.
Don't buy that video card, then.
Yeah. Spend some real money. Dude.
Bro.
They are cheaper, I guess, but not that much. Like, especially when you can get a GTX 970 now with the super overclocked crap and running wide open from EVGA for $370. It's really not that. Or it might be cheaper now, $340-something.
All right, so this Lethal League is a four-person free-for-all game, and there's one ball, and everybody has... One guy has like a ping pong paddle. The other chick has a hammer or something. Another kid has like a baseball bat. And you're just trying to hit each other with the ball. And the arena is super fucking tiny. And
I lost you for a minute there. You said the chick has a ping pong paddle.
Yes.
And then you cut it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, some guy's got a ping pong paddle. Another guy's got a bat. And then like the more you hit the ball, the faster it gets moving. And you're just trying to hit each other with the ball.
Sounds amazing. It
looks retarded. It looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, you told me Rocket League looked retarded.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Oh, shit, man. Well, I am going to say that we should pack it up on this one because I've got to be on the water at 6 in the morning.
Damn, dude. Yeah, sounds good,
pretty
man.
Pretty horrible. I'll be back home tomorrow night so we can get on to play some games, and you people out in the wonderful interwebs can always get on with us and play as well.
Yeah. Pooh Man on Steam, P00M4N. Give me a shout.
You just fucked that all up. Poom, you just spelled Poom 4.
P00M4N? What?
No, you got it. That's it. All right. Poom 4. Poo Man. And I don't know. I got like two. I got what? Delta Mech 1 and
you can
Myrick 1987.
Two.
Google whichever one. They'll pop up. but we love you. Have a wonderful week.
Later, everybody.
And, yeah, we'll see you on Monday. Bye.